What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, let's talk about it. There's fake news and real news. What are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, the fake news is that we got a deal done with China, and I wouldn't go betting the farm on it, as they say. The real news is that the good folks in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota had a year-ending frost freeze. Obviously, it's not a secret that we had one of the worst early winter storms in history. Harvey, North Dakota, over 2 feet of snow. Devil's Lake. That is real news. The whole state of North Dakota in trouble. Sugar beets, potatoes, edibles, corn, beans, all sitting under snow. That is real news. Volatility is the new real news. We are going to have continued volatility, and that is not going to end for as long as as long as we're having trade wars and other world issues, and not to mention just the weather issues we're having are enough to keep us busy for a long time.
Tommy, on Friday we had a lot of optimism in this marketplace, Trump meeting with the lead negotiator from China. What happened over the weekend?
Well, we had a big open over at night. We opened a lot higher and continued to go higher. Beans were up 10, corn was over 4. Up 4. Corn's now down 4, and beans are on the lows, down 1.5. Markets, they kind of figure this stuff out. And although we probably lost some crops over the weekend, without real demand, these are pretty good levels. I mean, last night, talking to people, 9:45 for no beans at harvest. But the problem, Don, is, you know, the trains are starting to show up in North Dakota, but the grain's not there to load it on.
What's hot, what's not in the markets? We're visiting with Tommy Grisafi, based at Mayville, North Dakota, Advanced Trading.